WH Spox Kirby, vax mandate keeps people from infecting their units. But even if it doesn't, vax makes the symptoms a lot less severe. By Ian Hanchett on October 4, 2022. On Tuesday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends, White House NSC Coordinator for Strategic Communications John Kirby defended the military's vaccine mandate by stating that not having the ability to infect your unit and to make their unit readiness any worse than it is. And that even if the vaccine doesn't prevent you from getting COVID, like it didn't with him, it makes the symptoms a lot less severe. It gets you back on duty. Kirby said, relevant exchange begins around 6 o'clock. The vaccinations are a valid military requirement. You want your troops to be ready. And part of being ready is being healthy and not being able. Not having the ability to infect your unit and to make their unit readiness any worse than it is. Look, I'm talking to you from home here because I'm wrapping up my own battle with COVID here over the last 10 days. Co-host Brian Kilmeade then cut in to ask, we all know that this vaccine does not address any of the variants we're currently experiencing. So, therefore, there's minimal positive to getting it now, which is why you guys don't even talk about it. To invest in our people and train them and then dismiss them for an experimental vaccine is folly when you can't recruit. Every one of your branches can't recruit their threshold. Yet, you're kicking out good men and women. How do you explain that? Kirby responded, well, look, Brian, first of all, the Navy did make their recruiting goals for enlisted personnel this year. Yes, it's a tough recruiting environment. We recognize that. But it's also, you have a requirement to be healthy to be able to serve. And this is a valid military requirement. And, look, even if it doesn't prevent you from getting COVID, I'm double boosted, I got it myself here just the last week or so, it makes the symptoms a lot less severe. It gets you back on duty. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.